It's a little hard to describe what it's like to be aware of awareness. And as I have said, it doesn't always feel the same. Different ways that quality can show up. And yet what does seem helpful is to talk about it a lot, to keep expressing that it's possible to experience, be aware of awareness, because our minds do have this capacity. To know that we know, to be aware that we're aware. And as the mindfulness gets more continuous, as there's more momentum of mindfulness, that momentum begins to reveal at times, sometimes it's just, you know, taking an ordinary experience, and we don't have to preference trying to see detail or subtlety, but that momentum of mindfulness can reveal subtle, more subtle kinds of things going on in our minds. That may be subtlety about the objects, about the experience, more kind of refined kind of detail about the what of experience, the objects of experience. It may be more kind of moment-to-moment seeing of an unfolding pattern of conditionality and how things arise in dependence on one another. And it may be this recognition of being aware. That subtlety of experience, or the possibility that the momentum of mindfulness can allow us to see the more kind of subtle aspects of experience. Usually depends on our not being too involved with the doing of looking for things. That activity to try to find subtlety, to try to see something, look for something, that's a pretty gross or obvious functioning in the mind. It's not a very subtle function in the mind. And so that activity, that doing, will tend to obscure the subtler kinds of experiences. And so this is where we, as the momentum gets stronger, we really can step back and allow the mindfulness and wisdom to reveal what's going on in our minds. And this can take some trust, because we have such a habit of doing and wanting to be the one to kind of figure things out. It's harder to kind of step back and let things reveal themselves. We can get bored in that place, and then boredom will obscure. We'll lose the kind of liveliness of mind that can really see what's there. With boredom, the mindfulness often flags. Although it is possible to be very alert about boredom. You know, the boredom creature has arisen. The boredom creature has come into the to the situation, and it's like, wow, here's boredom. There can be a kind of alertness there around that. But often it kind of just seeps in and like takes the mindfulness down. So that momentum of mindfulness can reveal so much. And it's like, we don't have to actually, and sometimes we can have these ideas, so many views and ideas about the practice and what is worthy of insight. Every single moment, the Dharma is revealing itself. There's no moment that's arising that's not the Dharma revealing itself. It reminds me of the analogy of the naturalist, and I brought that into one of the groups, but you know, a naturalist is a kind of a scientist. They go out into nature and observe what's happening, but they don't interfere with what's going on. They just sit very quietly, and then they almost just become part of the landscape. So the animals and the activity around them, the activity around them kind of begins to trust that they're not a problem, so they carry on. And that's the kind of way that this momentum of mindfulness can function. It's like it's so quiet and still that all the activities of mind can carry on and yet be seen, be observed. A naturalist goes out in nature, and they need that stillness in order for the activities to carry on as normal, for them not to interfere in some way, even their presence to interfere. But in that stillness, there needs to be a lot of alertness. And sometimes in that alertness, I mean, when we first sit down in a forest or someplace in nature, it can seem like there's not much going on, or, you know, it's like there's the obvious things going on. But, you know, once those kind of obvious things are taken in, then the kind of a receptive quality in the mind, you know, a broad curiosity, what's here today? It might be completely different than yesterday. You know, the activities that were going on, the animals that were active, the processes that they were involved in, that might be over, or they're done with that. And so if we go and sit there and look for that, we may miss that something else entirely is going on. And so there needs to be this just like this receptive curiosity. What's here today? What wants to show up today? And in this kind of receptive momentum of alert stillness, stillness of awareness, the stillness of receptivity, the possibility of recognizing the awareness itself is there. Looking for it, even after, and what I'd say is, in my own experience, it's like, you know, Sayadaw talked about it a lot. And at some point, the mind began to understand that experience, that what that meant to be aware of awareness. It's not one experience. The mind began to understand that. And at first it just kind of stumbles into it. Like, wow, that's what he means. I get it now. I see, I understand. That's what it means. and having that taste or that flavor of that. Because it can be very interesting and kind of cool to know that we know. After those first experiences, I went around trying to make it happen. And what I'd say is that there is a way, once we get really familiar with that kind of experience or that process, that what it means to tune into the process of awareness, there can be a kind of an inclining, almost just like a little shift. Yeah, we can kind of shift into kind of recognizing that side of the process at work. But in the first months or even years of this, you know, as I began to get familiar with it, I would try to make it happen, and I would give myself such a headache. You know, trying to preference again, it's like somehow I thought that was better, a better kind of awareness when I knew that I was aware, that the awareness of awareness was somehow better. And I went and described this to Sayadaw, and he said, you know, sometimes the process of the whole process will be more curious about the objects. Sometimes it'll be more kind of interested in the process of the awareness itself. Just notice which one is happening. And that's like the naturalist. You sit there and you cultivate that capacity to be still and receptive and receive what's available to be received. And at times, that awareness of awareness is available.